This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, nor stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." End of quote. There are numerous books written about the subject of how one can be successful in life. It is a fascinating topic, especially for young people. Keep in mind, people write the books you get from bookstores or on online. They are like you and me. Of course, some of those books could help you to a certain extent. However, if you genuinely want to be successful and happy in life and serious about it, listen to what God, your Creator, says about the topic. The Manufacturer's Manual, the Bible, reveals the secret for your success. Our today's insights gives us the secret to success in life. Beloved, read, keep this in your inner heart. Hang it around your neck. Walk in it. You see, people's ideas and opinions would change over the time. Do you know what? There is only one book that will never change. The voice of God. God breathed the word of God, the Bible. Do you want to know the secrets of success and happiness that God revealed? Are you ready? Follow the 3 negative and 1 positive steps and then read God's promise. No matter what happens, you will end up succeeding with divine favor on you. Let me talk to you about the 3 negative steps. Number 1, do not walk in step with the wicked people. Do you know a person is immoral or evil in their talks and actions? Then do not follow their advice and do not walk with them. Secondly, do not stand in the way that sinners take. Avoid the highway that sinners take. Do not go to his or her path and stand there. Show no interest in the ways of sinners. Third, do not sit in the company of mockers. Some people mock and laugh at the truth. Please do not go and sit with them or join them. And now the positive step, there is only one positive step, says here, and that is delight and meditate on the law of the Lord, which is the Bible. The Bible is the word of God, the eternal truth that liberates and gives you freedom from various addictions and slaveries. It gives you the whole truth. It counsels, comforts, directs, confirms your steps and decisions. Read the Bible day and night does not necessarily mean you read all the time and do not do anything else. It means spend as much time as possible. Morning and evening devotion times are suitable for those who work during the day. If both morning and evenings are not possible, mark on your calendar a scheduled time. You see, meditation means read and then think about what you read. Ask God to help you understand what you read. Then apply the principles you learned in your day-to-day life. You will be marveled at the progress and success God would give in your life. Listen to God's promise if you would do the above steps. Number 1, you will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Such trees are thick, strong, look blessed and happy than the other trees grown in dry places. Number 2, you will produce the fruit in its season. On-time fruits and no scarcity or lack of fruits. 3, your leaves will not wither. Instead, you will be pleasant to look at. Beautiful, colorful and intense leaves. Number 4, I love this last promise. God promises whatever you do, you will prosper. God will bring prosperity to you, whatever you do. It does not matter what you do, God's money back guarantee is on it. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I am committing myself to read and meditate the Word of God, the Bible, every day. Please help me to do this on an ongoing basis every single day. I don't want to walk in the path of the wicked. I will not stand in the way of sinners. And I will not sit with the people who laugh at the truth of God. I know you would bless me when I do these things. Bless me, O Lord, and guide me every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.